LASD Athlete of the Week, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition in the classroom. And this week's Athlete of the Week is Clinton Girls Soccer, Aubrey Lauer.
Welcome inside the cave, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Looking at the team record so far, we'll start there, 6-1. A lot of shutouts and a lot of high school scoring goal-scoring games. That is your specialty, putting the ball in the net.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. How many goals do you have this season?
34.
34 in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. That's 5 goals a game, if my roughly, if my math is correct.
Yeah, around.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Have you always been one who plays on the forward line, likes to score? You seem to have a talent for it.
Yeah, well, that kind of started more for high school. In my club season, I normally play in, like, the midfield.
Oh, okay.
And help get other girls the ball, but I also did score a lot there.
Sure.
But mainly high school.
Okay.
How long have you been playing soccer?
Since I was, like, 4.
Since you could walk.
Yeah. Since you could. Yeah. In the Clinton area, I'm assuming?
I played at Manchester for a little bit, and then Ann Arbor area.
All right. 8 goals last night. I don't even know that that's your own record for goals in a game. That may have tied it, for all I know.
My goals in a game is 10.
Okay.
From last year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I follow girls soccer in the county, so I you know, knew your name from last year, of course, and you certainly have picked right up where you left off last year scoring. Team doing really well this year, 6-1. You have your tournament this Saturday. I'll actually be there. I'm going to be on the PA. Your coach asked me to do the PA, so I said, sure, I've got nothing going. I'll show up. It looks like you play Manchester in the first game?
Yeah, we do. So okay. I'll be playing against my sister.
Oh, wow. How cool. Yeah. Sibling rivalry, school rivalry.
Yep.
Little backstory there.
Now, does she play defense or is she also forward?
She plays mainly in the midfield.
Okay.
And she's had a lot of assists this year. So she said she's going to be defending me when we play them.
So tonight might be a little uncomfortable around the house. Will you talk to each other?
Probably not.
That's awesome.
Aubrey, for you to score all these goals, some of them are yourself making plays.
Yeah.
Most of them are off an assist. And you know, reading tweets from your team, assist all over the place. Could you talk about the chemistry you have with your team?
Yeah, so in our midfield, we play in a triangle, which is with Lily Tribbiano, Kaylee Reiser, and Ashlyn Lehman. And they do a really good job of, like, opening up and getting the passes to them, play through balls to me or play to my feet. And they're always, like, looking to see. And they're also good at running up so that I can also pass them the ball if I have multiple girls on me. And then they also get a lot of chances up there, but
I have a feeling that happens a lot where you are heavily marked. You know, you got one or two on you the whole game.
Yeah.
You have to play a little differently sometimes, right?
Yeah. That's when one of the midfielders will come up and help me, and then we'll just basically keep passing the ball back and forth till space opens up.
Well, and I would think that passing and moving is so critical to you being a good goal scorer. I mean, I think of ball and net sports, puck and net sports. That's so critical to what good goal scorers do, is they move without the ball, without the puck on their stick. You know, soccer, like hockey, is a lot like that, I would think. You know, you pass to a teammate. Now you got to go find that open spot going towards the goal where they can get it right back, you know, the give and go kind of thing. So, and it sounds like you've got that good chemistry with your teammates.
Yeah, we do. All of us do.
Toughest team you've played so far this year?
I would say Adrian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a tough loss for you girls. Your only loss of the year. I don't know if you'll get – will you play them again anywhere,
no,
like in a tournament or anything? Okay, so not a chance to get – a little revenge there, But, you know, one thing I've noticed, and we talked with, we had another, Kylie Trevino from Tecumseh was our athlete of the week a couple weeks ago. And we here at the station, we feel like there's a lot of good girls soccer teams in Lenawee County. I mean, you guys are very good. Adrian's very good. Lenawee Christian's very good. There just seems like a real growth in girls soccer in the county. And I don't know if that's because of the youth and club programs in the area or you know, coaching has gotten better. But it's really fun to watch. I mean, I try to get out to a lot of the soccer games, at least see every county team play once. And you know, I will get to see you girls play on Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for the Lenawee Intermediate School District. We'll be back with more with our Athlete of the Week, Clinton Soccer's Aubrey Lauer, right here on Inside the Cave.
Every child grows in their own unique way, and sometimes a little extra support can make a big difference. Lenawee ISD's Early On program offers free early intervention services for infants and toddlers up to age 3 who may be showing signs of developmental delays. We provide screenings, evaluations, and service coordination right at home, in childcare settings, or fun and engaging playgroups. Best of all, it's available to families at no cost, no matter your income. Visit lisd.us to see how we can support your child's first steps.
Let's talk sports. 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to Inside the Cave on a Friday morning. Our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week couldn't be here yesterday. So we have Aubrey Lauer with Clinton Girls Soccer joining us today. Ian Went, John Roberts, Alex Herman, and looks like you brought your dad, too.
Yeah, I did.
the soccer run in the family, or is it just you and your sister?
Basically just me and my sister.
Okay.
My mom just did, like, track and cross country, and then my dad did, like, football.
Okay. But an athletic family.
And I'm so old, when I was a kid, there was no soccer. There really wasn't.
Really?
Where I grew up in Metro Detroit area. And and other communities had soccer. Where I grew up, we did not.
John, I
played in gym class. That was about
it. That's very cool, John. Thank you for that story. John's got a future question for you in a little bit. But I want to talk about the kind of the pressure on you as an athlete. Like, the spotlight's been on you now for a couple years. How are you handling that?
I mean, I just try to ignore it, honestly. I don't try and, like, I don't know, really talk about it much, because obviously a lot of people do know that I score a lot of goals, but then it also can get annoying at times with having multiple girls on me and I don't get to actually, like, play. Mm-hmm. And then, but...
Well, if you're interested in the next level, it kind of evens it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that leads into...
Well, do you have any future plans? Number one... I'm assuming people have been in contact with you about maybe playing at the next level.
Yeah, and then I kind of chose to just go to Jackson College to play soccer.
Yep. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So staying kind of local.
Well, and, you know, that you can go there, and if you decide to go somewhere else.
Right, then you can transfer and play another 4 years.
Right. And what do you think you're going to study?
I'm going to go into radiology.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very cool.
Radio, almost the same
almost.
Thing.
Almost. She started, I says, oh, she's going to be on the Cave someday. Always a need for people in the medical field. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, great to hear that.
Do you get to take any classes that help you for that over in Clinton? Or?
Yeah, I've taken a couple college classes for my prereqs, so I've gotten some of those out of the way already.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Awesome. So Jackson College...
Is this kind of the announcement, or did you do something on social media?
This kind of announcement.
All right. Very cool.
We break some news sometimes.
Breaking news right here on The Cave. That's awesome.
Yes.
So, looking at your schedule the rest of the way, a lot of it is conference games, and you guys currently sit in first place in the conference. Who's the team that you have to beat the rest of the way in the conference to win that conference title?
Probably Ida.
Ida.
Yeah.
And I think they're like a half game behind you, it looks like, if in the standings.
Yeah.
You win the conference, obviously, then you go on to districts. Do you know who's in your district?
I know we have Manchester, LCS, I don't know about any other teams. I just know those two are.
Yeah, so pretty competitive district.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that won't be easy. I mean, LCS is good. Mm-hmm. You guys are good. Manchester's usually pretty decent.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about them, but other than your sister plays for them, I know that now. you know, that'll be interesting to see. We had Coach on a couple Mondays ago, and she talked. I remember that conversation now. She talked about your district, and it's going to be not easy to win the district, but you girls will be right there and have a shot. So, yeah,
very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Is there a goals countdown that you have in your mind? Isn't there a record coming up maybe?
Yeah, which is like what Maddie Frieda's had, which was 38, and then I'm at 34, and then the state record 71, which I'm trying to get there. I mean, last year I got like 76, I think, so I hope I'm at least around it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you got some aspirations to put more balls in the back of the net.
All right. Good stuff.
Good goals.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've been saving that one.
Big money right here. All right. Thank you for coming in today. I know you really want to get to school.
So bad.
We appreciate your time and congratulations on all your success and continued success going forward.
Thank you.
And again, that was our Athlete of the Week, Aubrey Lauer with the Clinton Red Wolves soccer team. She is the LASD Athlete of the Week. We'll get her on social media. John's going to
Well, I'll take a picture out here in
make
the
sure
lobby.
The certificate's
I will make
the right
sure the certificate's up, right side up and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right. The LASD Athlete of the Week, your hard work and dedication inspires us all. LASD, high-quality education for students in Lenawee County.